Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan. WFAN. Here, New York City, let's get it for a 5 hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. This is going to be a good one, another instant classic. I mean, it's rare that we have what we have with the New York Knicks. We have a first-place team in Queens coming home. We have the first-place Yankees going out to Sacramento. We've got the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. We've got the NBA playoffs. The sports are sportsing. It's the most wonderful time. Again, call my line, 888-808-1019. I mean, hearing all of the joy and all of the celebrating, it's great. I mean, I like to let people enjoy things. I like to let people have a good time and live in the moment and, you know, think about how historic what we're seeing is. But we do have to shift our focus a little bit, New York City. Whether you're a Knicks fan, Knicks hater, Nets fan, whatever, what I'm about to say is the absolute truth. The odds have changed. The Knicks have to win this series now. There is no participation trophy out there to be had this year. The Knicks have to win this series now. We can say whatever we want about the Boston Chokers, the Boston Celtics, the Boston Mystery Party, Beantown Mystery Party. I don't know. I'm coming up with other names for what the Celtics have turned into. But let's have a conversation tonight about, okay, the first two games have been stolen. The Knicks have to win the series now. They have to win two games before the Celtics win four games. They have to win the series now. You know, I wore my shorts tonight with a B logo in a basketball, black and white, if you can figure out where that team plays, Flatbush and Atlantic. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of Nets fans feel some type of way about the Knicks' success. But as I look at Nets fans who seem kind of split, some that are like, oh, I don't hate the Knicks, happy for the Knicks, hope they beat the Celtics, which that's kind of where I am, right? I don't rock with Boston in any sport, any capacity. I'm never rooting for the Celtics. The Brooklyn Nets, the New Jersey Nets have their own history with the Celtics. And I remember how different it was in the city when the Knicks didn't get KD and Kyrie. And it seemed like the Nets were up and the Nets had an opportunity to bring a championship back to town. There wasn't so many people happy and dancing and rooting and hoping and wishing. But still, I remember being in Brooklyn and the Nets went up 2-0 thinking, oh, here we go. Once we knock out the Bucks and Giannis, we're on our way. This is it. This is the year. 2-0 does not win the series. It's a great start. But the Knicks have to win the series now. The internet is written in ink. Those takes before the series, they look pretty bad. All of the people that said the Knicks wouldn't win a game, All the people that said Celtics in five, myself included, Wrong. Can't be Celtics in five now. But what's also permanent is those celebration videos outside Madison Square Garden, all the rants, all of the videos in Yankee Stadium, all of the sort of, like, the internet is amazing, right? It's tremendous to see just, like, how viral this thing has become. But what I feel, you know, Nets fans and, like, even, like, Lakers fans that are here in New York and just, you know, Knicks haters, they're lurking. They're waiting. They're hoping that the Celtics wake up. And it's not so far-fetched to think that the Celtics can wake up because they were up 20 in both games. They are still the defending champs. They do have talented, good players. It took every mistake and every miss for the Celtics and every break and every make for the Knicks to steal both of those games. And credit to the Knicks. You can't take any credit away. But now the feeling has changed. The Knicks have to win the series now. It cannot be Celtics in six. It cannot be Celtics in seven. You'll never live it down. There will be no Knicks in eight. Knicks in eight. Those chants last year that we heard won't happen. Saying that the Knicks are uncrowned champions this year won't happen. Saying that it was attrition that beat the Knicks last year, it's a different feeling now. Speaking of the Pacers are up 2-0. I told you guys every single year the NBA playoffs are affected by injury. And the Cavs have fallen victim to that. Darius Garland is hurt. Evan Mobley is hurt. DeAndre Hunter is hurt. And I think Donovan Mitchell is hurt from the last year. Like, they are down, the number one seed. But do you see the pathway here? The writing is on the wall for the Knicks. Not next year, not the year after, right? And really, that's the window for the Knicks the next 2-3 seasons after this one. To hell with the future, to hell with the picks. The Knicks have to win the series now. 888-808-1019. The Pacers are up 2-0. There's a good chance that they beat the Cavs. It's going to take a lot for a banged-up Cavs team to come back from a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. But if the Knicks handle their business and the Pacers handle their business, the Knicks will have home court advantage over them. And you'll get that rematch that you seek, that revenge that you want from last year. So this isn't a feel-good story anymore. This isn't a David versus Goliath anymore. This isn't an underdog situation anymore. It has flipped. The Knicks went out and they handled their business. Say it with me. The Knicks have to win this series now. I see the calls coming in. And I'm not trying to rain on any parades or stop the celebration, but I'm just hearing a lot of celebrating and proclaiming and this feeling of like, yeah, Knicks versus everybody. Yes, it is. New York versus everybody. Yeah, Boston is Boston. And it's like, wait. New York needs to step up, and I know New York City will. I know New York City will. New York has to help. When those Celtic buses roll in and they find their hotel, and when I know there's Knicks fans all over the city. I saw you guys, you know, were outside the Garden looking for Malik Beasley. I know that Knicks fans are going to be heckling those guys. I know they're going to try and get in their heads. I know some of you are going to try and use social media. I know you're going to do your part. The city has to do their part. And even further, if you're blessed enough to get into Madison Square Garden, if you have the means or the connections to get in the Garden, you have to be loud and you can't be nervous. There's no reason to be nervous like the first series, right? And it's funny. The Pistons, the Knicks didn't even go up 2-0 on the Pistons. And then you got Trajan Langdon talking about how the Piston fans were better than the Knicks fans. I would take that personal if I was a Knicks fan. I would go in there and lose my mind Saturday if I was a Knicks fan. 888-808-1019. You have to help the team out. It's not going to be easy. These are the defending champs. They do have all-stars and Olympians and guys with the pedigree that have done this before. They're used to being in the playoffs. They're used to coming to Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. They're going to be turned up for it. So again, tonight we will go through all the different things like, hey, it's been 24 going on 25 years since the Knicks have gotten to a conference finals. They have to win this series now. Finish the job, right? It's been a second round exit in 2021, a second round exit in 2023, a second round exit in 2024. This year now, with two games in the second round already in your back pocket, a second round exit is unacceptable. They have to win the series now. Chris is in the Bronx, first up on the Fan. Go for it, Chris.
Good to talk to you, Keith. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, man. Listen, I, you know, we always look at it from the Knicks' point of view, but I think the Celtics are in a world of trouble because you think about it, they've lost two games they should have won, and the Knicks haven't even had a good shooting game yet. They haven't gone off. They have a lot of good players, and if you look at their percentages and their two wins, they're low. They won those games with heart. When the Knicks have a good shooting game, which I think they will on Saturday, Celtics are in a world of trouble. What do you think, Keith?
Yeah, I think it was a perfect storm. Thanks for the call, Chris. I think it was a perfect storm of a lot of things in the first game. And then crazy how history repeated itself and it was deja vu in the second game. Are all of these games going to be like that? Usually in a series, you don't get two of the same kind of games. 25% from three for the Celtics. A 20-point lead blown by the Celtics. You know, Bridges with the defensive stop and steal and throwing the ball. Like it's honestly eerie how similar both of those games were in Boston, but the next two games are not in Boston. I expect New York fans to be great hosts when they see Celtic Green in their building. And I was saying last night in my section of Yankee Stadium, the row in front of me, there was a guy with a Celtics jersey, a few seats away from a Knick fan with a Knick hat and a Knick jersey. He was wearing them out. The Celtics fan didn't want to hear from him anymore. He said, I'm not done with you. I know that that type of energy is going to be there because the Knicks have to win this series now. Oh, the Pope went to Villanova. News today. The Pope is a Villanova grad. The Knicks have to win the series now. You have a higher power on your side. You see what I'm saying? Like, now it has shifted. The unthinkable has happened. The improbable has happened. What no one really thought could happen unless you're just a diehard Knicks fan and you went to sleep and woke up the next day and you were convinced that, yeah, we're taking these two games in Boston. It happened. It went down. You cannot blow it now. And these guys know that. That's why in the post game yesterday, they just shrugged it off. Kobe style, you know, job finished? No, job's not done. Job's not finished. There's nothing to celebrate. Fans are always going to celebrate. And most of the fans celebrating are celebrating because you feel like you have a team that can win the championship this year or get to the Eastern Conference Championship, get to the finals this year. And it is opening up for you. When you look at, like I said, the Pacers are up 2-0. I think the Knicks beat the Pacers in a series. If the Pacers finish handling the beat-up Cavs, you have home court advantage. Like, but you got it. Like, you cannot think that two games that you stole in Boston are done or the series. They got to finish their food. 888-808-1019. I'm going to be saying this all night because that's all I could keep thinking about it. As I was putting together notes and looking at things. I'm looking at, you know, Boston media. I'm looking at all of their pundits talking. First game, they were blaming the rain. We're going to play some different audio tonight. I'm like, they are in denial. They can't fathom that they actually lost the first two games at home to the Knicks. Like, it's like a false reality for them. But they still have life. They still have hope. The Boston media are just like, we're not going to lose. You know, Dave Portnoy, can't see us losing to the Knicks, can't lose it. Well, I can see it happening. I can see it happening. Tonight, Christian Winfield will join us. Christian Winfield, that's my guy, writes for the Daily News. He covers the Knicks. He's a New Yorker, a Knicks fan. And he'll tap in at about 8:20 to talk Knicks. And we did actually pull, I was working with Connor today to get somebody from Boston. But you know, Boston, they don't want to talk to us right now. Like, none of these Boston fans, influencers, podcasters, radio hosts, they don't want to talk to us right now because they're scared. They are shook. There is real fear right now. But we were able to pull in Cedric Maxwell. He'll be on with us at 9:20 from the Boston Globe. No, not Cedric Maxwell. Sorry, I'm checking my notes. Adam Himmelsbach will join us from the Boston Globe at 9:20. And we may have another guest around 10:30. But, hey, you're the guest. I'm taking calls. I've got a five-hour show. Of course, we're going to get to some of the stuff around the Mets and the Yankees, but, like, all I could keep thinking about was, hey, two wins, that's cool and all. Two wins is great and all. But now you have to get two more wins before the Celtics get four, and they are champions, and they have gone through their own experiences of failure. I remember being in Brooklyn when, like I talked about, you know, the Bucks series. Before that, they beat the Celtics the round before that. Like, these Celtics players, they're forged through fire. They have a lot of experience. And, like, now that they have this little window of a break to rest up, to get treatment, to literally think about what is going on. Kristaps Porzingis, I don't know. I heard he's got a respiratory thing. I heard it was a stomach thing, whatever. He could be good by Saturday. I don't know what type of doctors or treatment they have for Jason Tatum's wrist and Jaylen Brown's knee. And what I'm saying is it's not over. And the Knicks have survived by the smallest of margin in an impressive way. Don't get me wrong. But, like, all of the celebrating, all of the proclaiming, all of the Knicks in four, we're not there yet. The Knicks have to win this series now, because if they don't, all of the Knicks haters, all of the New York haters, they are lurking. They are waiting, and they can't wait to see this thing flip back. 888-808-1019. Let's get in another call before we go to the first break. Alex is in Manhattan on the fan. What's up, Alex?
Keith, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So I just wanted to talk quickly about Mitchell Robinson. I mean, he's been a complete game changer. And I think, you know, obviously everyone knows the plus minus, plus 32, okay, the first two games combined.
Yeah, go on.
I'm hoping Thibodeau sees this, that when you play him with Cat, and remember, Cat played in the power forward in Minnesota, that's really his position, not a defensive center. But when you have those two twin towers out there, it really works well. Frees up Cat, and, you know, I think you gotta play Mitch more minutes. You gotta figure out a way to get him, maybe even start him, okay? Because you get him out there before they're in the bonus, and he's a complete game changer. And really, we kind of forgot how good Mitch Robinson was because he's been injured. Then he came back, he played 10 minutes a game, and now we're seeing just he's literally their defensive quarterback. And, you know, in the playoffs, it's a defensive battle, and he's literally dominating.
Thanks for the call, Alex. Yeah, when you see Mitchell Robinson out there, I mean, it made me think about Mitchell Robinson last year when Embiid obviously injured him, but, like, you know, his defense on Embiid was needed. His size, his length, his ability to move, like, that's a huge plus. He even said last night in the post game, hey, like, they're fouling me, trying to get me out of the game or whatever. Like, I look at that as I'm a threat. And they know that. Joe Mazzulla said, yeah, he's a plus 19. Like, they're, you know, Mitchell Robinson is a problem for the Celtics. He's a problem for Jason Tatum. He's a problem on the floor. But, you know, he also has to shoot free throws. And I joked last night, I'm like, he shot a free throw that hit somebody in the front row's feet. He completely missed the rim, the net, whatever. And, I mean, you can live with that. But there is going to become a time in this series now where the Celtics get off and running. And when they have a huge, like, I just don't know. I know the value of Mitchell Robinson. I don't know. Like, and you said you hope Tom Thibodeau sees it. Of course he sees it, and he knows it. He knows when to deploy him, when to take him off the floor. In the first game, he took him off the floor and put Precious Achiuwa out there. Last night, we saw before, you know, they got to the bonus, how they were attacking that situation. And, like, I'm not worried about Tibbs and Mitchell Robinson. What I'm worried about is the Celtics turning it on and those shots falling. And the Knicks not being as lucky as they were in the first two games and having to try and find it. Because, like, And it sounds like some hater stuff, but I'm telling you, I'm not a hater. I'm a fan. I'm a basketball fan, and I'm a New York radio host. I'm watching all this stuff. I'm in Yankee Stadium with my phone, burning my battery, watching the game with people around me. But the Knicks have not played their best basketball, but they have like trapped them. You know what I'm saying? They played good enough. Like, I was amazed that the Celtics couldn't put the ball in the hoop for the last X amount of minutes. Like, what are the chances of that happening? Are they just going to go cold the entire series? Like, playing in the Garden, that hoop might look a little different. And if that wakes them up, and like I said, they have a couple days here to regroup and to get healthy, like, the Knicks have to win this series now. Nick is in Hoboken before we get to the break. Nick, you got it. You're on.
Hey, Keith, how's it going? I agree with the last caller. I think Mitch should be playing up until we hit the sixth foul mark and we hit the bonus. It's a no-brainer. If they're going to put foul him every time, might as well get to the bonus. That way we can get to the line with guys who can shoot free throws. But also I wanted to say, you said the Knicks haters were waiting. I just really don't think that. I think it's the first time in New York City, in New York sports, for as long as I've been watching, where the whole rest of the league is actively rooting for the Knicks. I don't think there's Laker fans aren't rooting for Boston. I just feel like this is the first time as like a New York sports fan where we are actually.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air, and it's joyous, and it's great right now. Thanks for the call, Nick. But there are always haters lurking. And when I say Lakers, like for some reason, there's a lot of Lakers fans in New York. There's a lot of Bulls fans in New York, right? There's not that many Nets fans in New York, but they are waiting to see this flip. They're waiting to see this end in the second round so they could say, ha, 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 look, again, all you did was get to the second round. You proclaimed this and this off of two wins, and the Celtics ended up being the better team. It can't happen. It can't happen at this point. The Knicks have to win this series now. 888-808-1019. We're off and rolling. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this. And here we go. KM to AM on the Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. It's a rare time. The Knicks are this good, and the Knicks look like they actually have what it takes to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, let's talk to the fans of the New York Knicks and maybe people that aren't fans of the New York Knicks. They exist. Like, I'm telling you, don't think for a second that now everybody is go New York, go New York, go. These Boston fans are pissed off. There are a lot of people that pick the Celtics and just want to be right with their takes. And there's a lot of people that don't believe. They believe a fluke happened twice. I don't think it's fluky if it happens twice. But let's get to you before I have my guest join at 8:20 and 9:20. Albert in Northern New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Al?
Hello there. One first couple of things. You're the best on the air on sports. Second, I'm a Yankee, Cowboy, a Ranger fan, a Yankee fan. Anyway, I'm not going to take much of your time. My gut, the Knicks are going to sweep them. If they keep playing that level of physicality,
If they win Saturday, I think it's a sweep.
It's a sweep.
I've seen it so many times. This thing is snowballing. Your thoughts become things. And if they come to New York and they lose the first game, they're not going to want to be here. And it's just like it could happen. But it starts with Saturday.
Listen, I'm a 60-year-old sports freak. I've played all sports up to college. And when you play football, even basketball, there's some physicality to it. Okay. If the team that plays physical and the other team doesn't, listen, it's going to be a sweep.
Their souls. They already took their hearts. Yeah. Thank you for the call and the compliments, Albert. Proving I'm the best every day, but don't really have to scream it or say it. And, I appreciate you saying all the teams that you root for. Something I'll say is like, I'm a fan of teams that have nothing to do with the way I approach my show. Maybe in the beginning, when I came from the internet podcast world into the radio, but I've met so many people at games and so many people online, and I've just kind of learned and realized how powerful WFAN is and the reach, and like, it's a lot bigger than me. So when I come in here, I don't have an angle of like me being a Nets fan. I hate the Nets right now, honestly. Nets fans, I'm telling y'all, stand down. In 4 days, hope that lottery ball bounces our way to get a top three pick. But like hating on the Knicks right now is so dumb. Hate the Nets franchise for what they did. Because right now, it should still be a big three in Brooklyn. There should be KD, Kyrie, and Harden in Brooklyn. And imagine what the East would look like then. 888-808-1019. I've been on the Fan for, the last two Knicks runs. Last three playoff runs. The Rangers runs. I'm not a fan of either team, but I am a sports fan and a radio host, and I watch these games and I read these articles and I read what the fans are talking about online, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys and get your experience and your thought and have the back and forth. I don't have a co-host to bounce things off of, and I also don't have, you know, a group with me in here where like one person is this fan or the next person is this fan, so you can like play sides. I really have to just kind of play it down the middle to have the best show, in my opinion. So let's continue doing that with Justin in Floral Park. What's up, Justin?
Keith, what's going on, brother?
Holding it down.
Yeah, I just want you to know the ASS shirt is on its way. Check your mail. It is there.
You, for the mug. Subway Series.
I know you said you weren't going to wear it, but it's all right. Wear it for the Subway Series. Promoted. I sold over 300 shirts. My son designed that shirt, which raising money to Cooperstown. Spread the word. You can hit me up on Twitter. We'll talk about it later. As for the Knicks, Keith, I'm ecstatic. I talked to you 2 weeks ago. I said they were going to have trouble with the Pistons, and they sure as hell had trouble with the Pistons. I am shocked when I'm talking to you and the Knicks are up 2-0. But I'm also going to tell you, as a Knicks fan all my life, this series is far, far from over. Okay? Just rewind about 2 decades ago, 1993, the Knicks going against the Bulls, everyone thought Jordan was done, okay? This Boston Celtic team, okay, has been to a lot of NBA finals. They've won championship together. They are not done, okay? Yes, the Knicks got very lucky these last 2 games. I've never seen it before. I played ball in college. I've never seen a team come back twice from 20 points down. It's insane to even think about it. So, Keith, as a realist Knicks fan, I will honestly say they have to get one of these next 2 to win this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If they do not, we are in big trouble. Okay, if they lose these next 2, they're done. So they have to get at least 1. I know the Garden's going to be raucous. It's going to be insane. But listen, this is the Celtic team's got metal, man. They've been through the wars. We have not yet.
Yeah. So, thanks for the call, Justin. I'm with you as far as, like, it's not over yet. I saw a stat. The team leading in this series numbers, right? The Celtics have been leading for 81 minutes and 4 seconds. The Knicks have been leading for 12 minutes and 15 seconds in 2 games. There's a lot more minutes left to be played. The Knicks have to come out and get a lead and hold the lead and not go down 20 points in their own building. It's just going to be a different feel. You know the Garden. And now they're saying the get-in price is $800. It's only going to go up. You know how the Garden is. You can feel everybody's angst, but at least, you know, some of that will be taken off the top. Like, you're not going to have angst when you're up 2-0. If you lose the first game, you're going to just be like, all right, you know, it's a series. But depending on how that game goes, and then another thing, I don't want to put this negative energy out there, but it made me think about when I was talking about the Brooklyn Nets series. I'm like, what changed in that Brooklyn Nets series? I'm like, oh, Kyrie twists his ankle. You got to stay healthy. And they're a minute away from losing somebody who's very important to the team. It happens. It is sports. It is competitive. It is physical. It is rough. The Knicks have to win this series now. Joshua's in Bergenfield on the Fan. What's up, Joshua?
What's going on, my boy? I'm mad excited to call. The first time I called ever, I remember asking, hey, why do I feel like no one really talks about the Knicks? Or when we do, it's just only bad things. Like, they're always doubting us. And this is a beautiful day. Beautiful times. Because everybody's talking about us. And as much haters as we have a lot of supporters. And I know that the job is not done yet. But I know that we can make it happen. Every time people doubt us, we come back. We come back stronger. And I honestly think that Tom Thibodeau should really trust his players a lot more, because that's one thing that really worries me a lot. Sometimes when we got all the starters in the floor, it feels like if Brunson doesn't have the ball, nothing happens. But when he has the ball, everybody kind of complains a little bit because, you know, if we're not getting enough touches or offensively, the team gets lost. And I feel like Tom Thibodeau should have a plan so we look more structured offensively. That's really what I'm asking, you know. And I think that if we can figure that out, I really think that we have a better chance to actually sweeping the Celtics and hopefully going to the finals and win all the way, baby, all the way. Let's go, New York.
Thanks for making your first call to me, Joshua. Ding, ding, ding. If you're feeling like you want to talk on air, I'm doing my best to get these calls in quickly. Everybody deserves the opportunity to speak. I'll get to you. And, you know, you said something about, like, I don't know if you meant just WFAN or media in general. Like, you know, they're not talking about the Knicks enough. Man, it's just a weird kind of thing with the Knicks. In the national media, I feel like because New York is the greatest city in the world and things here are definitely overhyped, I feel like they always look at the Knicks with a side eye, like they're not that good for the amount of fans they have. Like, they're not that good for the amount of hype they have. As soon as they get a little bit of motion, they're world beaters and they're not that good. They try to kind of like humble the Knicks and the Knicks fan, and you can't do that. The population here is OD. Like, Yankee Stadium is erupting during the game because of the Knicks. Shout out to my girl Millie from the bleachers. I saw your Facebook status. Millie left Yankee Stadium, I think, around like 8:39 last night and took the A train back to Brooklyn. And she said people were celebrating on the train. Strangers in New York are being united by one thing. New York Knicks basketball. 888-808-1019. Outsiders don't understand it. They don't love it. They don't like it. They you know, they're not a part of it. But that's the thing about the Knicks, right? It's one team in the center of Manhattan for 100 years. The Yankees and the Mets, that's been split. The Jets and the Giants, that's been split. And they play in Jersey. The Islanders, the Rangers, the Devils, it's split three ways. It's been the Knicks. And I know I'm a Nets fan, and there are Nets fans listening, and that's why I'm telling Nets fans, just stand down. I know it's not fun for some of y'all. I know some Nets fans are actually like, hey, like, I live in New York. I live in New Jersey. I live in the surrounding area. I'm not mad that they're beating the Celtics. My enemy, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. But, like, the Knicks fan base is so massive. How can you not be talking about the Knicks right now? And it's even people joining in that they haven't been following the Knicks. They don't know how the Knicks got to this point. They don't know how the Knicks put this team together. They think this is the same team as last year, but that's okay. That's what you want. That's, you know, that's what happens when the Yankees go to the World Series. People are coming out of the woodworks and putting on their old Yankees gear. So what? It's good. Sports is the type of thing that is powerful like that. It's entertainment. It's grown men playing children's games, but they can carry us. They can make us feel things that, like, TV shows can't. that like news things can't, that like, I don't know, naming the Pope can't. Like, right now the New York Knicks have the city on their back. There are people outside partying. There are people wearing their Knicks gear. They're proud. They feel great. And the Knicks have to finish the job. My message tonight is like, this has been a great start, improbable start, something none of us had. And I don't care who you are. Nobody really had it. I guess you can give it to Loogie because he said it with his chest, right? The generational talent, the future of the station. But, like, that's another reason why the Knicks have to win the series now. Loogie's reputation is on the line. Like, you know how many people are going to blow up his Twitter and Instagram if this thing goes south? Tim in Norwalk, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Tim?
What's going on? I can't believe I'm not going to be talking about the New York Yankees, but
we'll get there.
Hats off to Devin Williams. Not to get off topic, he had a hell of a game last night, and I think that's really going to help our Yankees out.
Oh yeah, I apologize to Devin Williams. I went negative Keithy on him. I spiraled down the negative rabbit hole of like all this is too much from the beard policy. Pete Alonso broke him. We want Weaver chance. They boot him on opening day. This guy already lost the closer role. I'm like, he's not going to be able to figure it out.
I'm not trying to even talk about the Yankees right now, but man, we should have swept the Padres, one of the best teams in baseball right now. And everyone thinks like the Yankees, oh, power rankings, blah, blah, blah. But I'm originally from Long Island and everyone calls me all my boys, Larry from Malvern, and Derek from Malvern and from Lynbrook. They all call me Positive Timmy. And anyway, long story short, these New York Knicks right now, I mean, this team right now, I mean, man, Mikal Bridges, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for trading him, us trading him to you, or us getting him from your Brooklyn Nets. Because this guy, man, this Knicks team, the Boston Celtics, they literally just shoot three-pointers, and that's all they do. That's it. Jason Tatum, they don't want it. Nobody wants to touch him because, you know, if you stuff his freaking horse collar, he'll get a foul called. But the Knicks right now, this is a really special team, right?
Thanks for the call, Tim. Yeah, a couple things there. You know, with the Yankees and the win last night, I just felt like the Yankees, they refused to lose. They wanted that series. It's that vibe I'm talking about because Max Fried was on the mound and like Judge didn't even have to save the day yesterday and they snatched that victory and snatched that series on national television. And I felt like the energy from the Knicks, you know, floated down from Massachusetts and all of the people that were happy and celebrating in Yankee Stadium. The players knew what was going on. They're in the dugout like they're not cheering that we went down 3-1. They're cheering because the Knicks just beat the Celtics. Like, let's go, fellas. Let's figure it out. And it took Devin Williams, it took Oswaldo Cabrera, it took Trent Grisham, Belly, J.C. Ascar. It was great. I saw a stat from New York Yankees stats. First time since April 22nd, 2001, that the Knicks won a playoff game and the Yanks won via a walk-off on the same day. So that's magic in the city. But yeah, man, with the Knicks, you got to stay positive. And with the Knicks, they got to finish the job here. We got to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls on the New York Knicks, more of my thoughts, and we're getting closer to bringing in Christian Winfield from the Daily News, who covers the Knicks, and we're going to talk to somebody from the Boston Globe as well. I'm up against it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. Here. Let's get back into it before we get to the 8 o'clock break and update. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Who else? It's nighttime. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Hopefully I can get to all the calls before we, you know, if you're on hold, obviously we got to go to 8 o'clock break and then we'll come back and take calls. And then 8:20, my first guest is coming in. But right now we're going to play some audio. I just want you guys to get a feel for how Boston media members are talking about the Knicks. I want you guys to get a feel for how Boston radio hosts are talking about the Knicks. And like, especially after all the videos, and that's how I said, like, the internet is written in ink and those videos are like, how funny was that video of the Knicks fans celebrating in TD Garden? They wouldn't leave, and the little lady was screaming for security. The little old lady screaming for security. She falls. Homies in the back doing Knicks in 4. They start chanting Knicks in 4. Like, that video alone has sent some of the Boston media members and influencers spiraling. They just still don't want to give the Knicks credit for what they did. As miraculous as it is, as historic as it is, they still just don't want to believe. So here is NBC Sports Boston after the game. Chris Forsberg and Caleb Burton, just, a minute of them talking after the game about what they saw and what happened and just talking about the New York Knicks.
Post-game pod, Kayla and Chris here at the TD Garden after the Celtics fall to the New York Knicks, improbably 91-90. And Kayla, let's just start it off.
Let's get right to it. The frustrating thing is, too, it's not the Knicks. It's the Celtics losing grit. Like, I don't think the Knicks are doing anything all too impressive that's...
I mean,
they're competitive. They're tough. Mikal Bridges had 0 points in the first half, and all of a sudden he gets hot the second half. Jalen Brunson didn't have his best of games, but
let's say this: they're cockroaches. They no matter what the Celtics do to put them in a compromised position, they do not just sit there and take it. They are willing to fight back. So I do want to give them credit. I do think.
But we're handing it to them.
Right. Well,
we're handing it to them a little. We're playing scared. The Celtics are playing scared.
We're going to get aggregated if we just totally dismiss the Knicks part
in
this.
True. I think they
deserve some credit for the way they play, for the way that they don't, roll over in those moments.
Yeah, they're in denial. They're scrambling. They're grasping at straws. They're saying anything. Let's play 98.5, the hub in Boston, radio station up there, and the radio hosts have to say, they got to go to work and talk about this after, these guys were all talking about the parlays they were going to hit and all the bets that they placed and how, the Knicks were going to be a second round walkover, pushover. Go for it.
I'm not taking him seriously. I'm still not taking him seriously.
No, me either. I still think the Celtics are winning this series.
If I had to put money, that's where I'd bet it. I'd take the odds and bet the Celtics for sure. And the Knicks still blow. Don't let the Celtics off the hook by saying, the Knicks are... No, they're trash. You felt they were trash 5 days ago. You thought they were trash 5 weeks ago. You thought they were trash 5 months ago, 5 years ago, because you know why? They're trash. They're garbage.
And they're big mad. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Ray?
Yo, Keith, that just pissed me off, my boy. I'm about to go off. But before I do that, let me spread some positive vibes to you and Yankees family out there. Even prior to these last two victories against the Padres, I was wondering why our fans are tripping the way they are, because we were in first place prior to these past two games. That's with Devin Williams, in spite of him. And there's a stat out there that the Yankees would probably be like 25-12. If he just blows one or two games and doesn't get, we don't give up the five or six.
That's why we were tripping, bro. Because the Red Sox were like a game behind us, and it was like, hey, we should be further ahead. I fell into it too. Like I said, that was negative, Keithy. I apologize. The Yankees are fine.
Keith, no matter what, as long as Aaron Judge is healthy, knock on wood, this team is going to be in the playoffs one way or the other, and this is going to be his year to knock that door down. No worries. So, as far as oh my God, you just got me started, bro. Yo, that lady, first of all, she's a fangirl. Like, she doesn't even sound professional, has some integrity. You're a moron, and I hate to say that because she's a female. And then the other guy who said, we're trash. Nah, dude, your mother's trash. So I hope you're listening, and I hope somebody plays this back for you guys in Boston. A little cut of the Keith McPherson show here with Ray saying, your mother's trash. And here's the thing, right, Keith? Because... Yo, Keith, for real though. So the Knicks, you said, is Boston going to stay cold, right? Well, here's the thing. I don't think that they're necessarily cold. You know why they're missing shots? Because they're shook. And you know why they never won titles until last year when they beat two depleted teams on the way there? Because there was no Halliburton when they played Indiana. There was no Donovan Mitchell after game two. That series was tied at one. They had the easiest road to a title ever. They didn't have to play us. I know Tommy drives us crazy with the uncrowned chance and stuff, but there is an element of truth to that. Had they played us, a real team, like they finally doing this year, the toughest team they played in the last few years in the playoffs, they get punched in the mouth. They're a front-running team. They don't have the leadership that we have in Tibbs and Brunson. Shout out to you, my boy, because you always talk, positively about Tibbs. To all the Knicks fans or so-called Knicks fans that wanted him gone, give him a lifetime contract now because this series is over. Jalen Brunson and Tibbs are not going to allow these guys to win two at the Garden, at the Mecca, at the world's most famous. He's the best closer in the world, the best leader in the world, and he's not. He keeps the group hungry. He keeps us greedy. You know, these other teams like Denver and other teams, they get satisfied. With Tibbs and Brunson, this is the best leadership on planet Earth.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for the call, Ray. I just want to sneak another call in. I always appreciate your passion, and I honestly queued up the negative talk from the Boston media pundits before I went to you because I know you could talk your stuff. I know you knew what to say. Jorge in Harlem next on the fan. You got it. You're in there.
Hey, Keith. Excuse me. Thanks for taking my call, Keith. I just want to say a couple of things. The first thing is I heard you your first night. And that night, I knew you brought the swag that the fan needed, and I'm very grateful that you're here with us. I hear you every night. I'm very grateful you were here with us.
Thanks.
Secondly, I wanted to state that I agree with you 100%. Game 3 is a must win. It is definitely a must win. We got to hit him in the mouth and give him no chance of them thinking they're going to make it. We got to take the breath right then and there. Definitely. But the last thing I wanted to ask you, because you brought up all the negative media stuff, did you hear your boy, or not your boy, Pierce, talking about if he guaranteed the game that if the Knicks won,
he got in a million steps today.
So, did he actually do it, Keith? I haven't seen that. And that wasn't he actually did it. He has no word.
He got on national television and said, you know, if the Celtics lose game 2, I'll walk to work tomorrow.
It's at 15 miles, so he's shortened it a little bit.
Maybe it was 15, but either way, they had multiple clips of him. I don't know, maybe he drove a little bit, got out. It's all on social media. He kept to his word, and he was out there walking from what I could see.
Yeah, see, at least that's one guy that brought the negative media, but he paid the price, like most of them will when we win this.
Okay, it wasn't 8 miles. It was 8 hours. Thanks for the call, Jorge. Paul Pierce kept his word. I mean, if your nickname is the truth, you can't lie, right? He kept his word, and he walked 8 hours to work, and it was 20 miles. But, like, that's how these guys get rolling and they get going. When they get on TV, they start saying anything. And he's a legendary Celtic, a champion Celtic, also a former Brooklyn Net. I think it was Jim in Hasbrook Heights who had a topic here and he dropped off. Was his name Jim Connor? I think it was Jim in Hasbrook Heights. Wants to know how you became a Nets fan. Okay, I'll tell you guys if I must. It's not about me, but I'll answer the question since Jim dropped off. I'll answer the question when we come back. 888-808-1019. Christian Winfield will join us at 820, so we have a little bit more time for calls after this break and update. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's go to another timeout.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.